Parshas Vayeshev is the parsha where Yosef comes into his own. In other words, we have the Ovis until now, and now the main transition of the Ovis to Yosef, and there's a dogish that there's a chibur between the mid of Yosef and Yaakov. It says Ben Skunim, it says Bar Chakim. In many ways, Yosef is kosher with Yaakov. That's sort of they go together. The mid of Yosef himself, the word that's used in Chazal is tzaddik. Yosef was a tzaddik because he's Oymed Ben Yisoyen, and the Mishnah says that he's going to be the dugma for Russia, which is kind of strange because he wasn't a Russia. The other ones was Hill was an Ani, Rabbi Elazar Chasson was an Asher. Like upon him, he's the dugma for Yishayim, and they'll tell him that, you know, there's nobody that had a big Yisoyin. Then Yisoyin still was Ein Yisoyin. Like upon him, clear that there's some, the Nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik is that he's a Tzadik, that he had a terrible Yisoyin, was Ein it. Take a little bit to try and to understand Mikoyach what was the Emir Ben Yisoyin. In other words, you can't, the one thing that can't be given over to a child is Tzadik or Rasha. The Malach declares everything about a child, whether he's going to be Ani Asher, Chacham or Tipish. You can't build in Tzidkis. So when we talk about the Yerusha of the Ovis, so we can speak about Midas, we can speak about Avram that has Midas HaChesed, and Yitzchak of Midas of Pachad, Pachad Yitzchak, and that we have Yerusha because those are Midas. But whether we're going to use it L'toiv or L'mutav, that's something that's up to us. We don't have that type of, that's not Yerusha. Toiv is not Yerusha. Things that are not, Toiv or Ra is not Yerusha. Midas are Yerusha. So if we're to be koivea the place of Yosef HaTzadik in the gallery of people who are koivea Yosef and Kali Yisrael that stay l'nitzchias, it can't just be that he was a tzaddik, was Ein Ben Yisoyen. That would not be a midah that could be inherited. It could be a legacy of some sort, but it's not a midah. And here we're talking about something that is fundamental to the binyan of Klal Yisrael. All the events leading up to Matan Torah go into the binyan of Klal Yisrael, and therefore something about his midah, his particular midah, is unique about it. So we take a look in Chazal. The Medrash says, very strange. He said that she kept pestering him. Vayomer Eishes Adonav, Hein Adoni Leyoda Itim Baboyes. So Chazal say, Hein Adoni, Lomud Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take a carbon from the family for an oila. And what happens if he chooses me for an oila, I'll be puzzled. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu every so often selects somebody in a family to be a carbon oila on behalf of the family. And if I'm the one that's selected, I'm going to be puzzled. Then, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomed to speak to the Ovis even at night, and what happens if he decides to speak to me and I won't be able to? Those were two tainas that he tainted with her. And the question is, first of all, it seems very, very, I guess, shalilish modika type of tainas. What exactly is that taina? It's like, okay, I won't make it to the great leagues. I'm not going to be renowned as the Yitzchak, as the Yaakov, and so on. What kind of taina is it? What kind of taina masamatan is it? A masamatan has to make sense. A masamatan has to talk about the same topic, different sides of the same topic. So somebody says to me, do you want to eat meat? And I say, I want to eat fish. So that's a discussion. But somebody says, do you want to eat meat? And I tell them, I'd like to wear a coat. It's tonachitim v'lehoidah l'lechitim l'yisrayim. There's no conversation here. she's tempting him, and he's saying, "Hey, Adon Lomat." So where is there a point of vikuach over here? Is there a masa matna of any sort? You find very in a little bit of different way. You find in the Gemara, Saita says that he was whether he actually came in to do the avera or not. Was he the avahamina? It says ba'oseshah. And the Gemara's lashon is that he told him there's going to be the Urim v'Tumim, and everybody's name is going to be inscribed, and yours is going to be missing. That's the lashon of the Gemara. We spoke about this nekuda in a different way last time. First of all, it also seems like just a pitch for COVID. I mean, it certainly doesn't stand to us as a dogma of a kaddish and a parish. You tell him, you know, you won't be able to honor him at the banquet next year because his name will be dirt. Didn't doesn't seem to be that you know this is what Yosef HaTzadik did. The Megala Muka says that it's not true that his father spoke to him. This is what it's quote unquote said to him. In other words, the way you would say in English, I looked at this and this is what it was telling me. It was Yosef's sense of Dimus Yuknoi of Aviv. So the reason why I'm pointing out Megala Mukas is because the Tosis asks, how does the Gemara know that it was in a chaloin. So the difference, in other words, the question was, did he see the father inside, or did he see the father outside? That's the difference whether he saw him b'chaloin or not. That's the nafgemina. So if he saw him outside, it means he wasn't talking to him. He just saw the image without seeing anything more. And if he saw him inside, it could be that he spoke with him. The Zohar Kodesh is medayik. It says, "Ein ish imo ba'boyis, ve'ein ish me'ansha ba'yish ba'boyis." None of the household members were in the house. Kanira, there was somebody else, yes, in the house, and that's Yaakov Avinu. But the gears that we have, and Taisus makes a big deal about it, is chaloin, and he saw through the chaloin. So we have another type of another chazal about what stopped him, similar. In the same type of thing about not appearing on the Choshen, and with a little bit of different knetch, this time Yaakov Avinu's there, but also it doesn't seem to be if a person has a terrible insight of a terrible avera, even shalei lishma is a gevaldik would get to get off it, but certainly not going to be the spitz of tzidkis. We're not going to lord this as sitkis. It was a pragmatic weighing. Would you rather have COVID or would you have taiva? So akina taiva COVID mitzisarim in oilam. Halachically, COVID is by far better to be nichshelin than in taiva. So he did one instead of the other. But if you're talking about holding up somebody as a model, it certainly wouldn't go like that. So we find one of the pe'ulos that Yosef did that seemed to be getting to trouble was there was Mimash Beinov, Mesal Sabasai Mash Beinov. So it's in the beginning, the Maisa Nairus, Vahu Na'ar, Chazal don't seem to pass any judgment on it. Later on, when it says that he started in his Aron's house, he started being Mesal Sabasairov, over there Chazal seemed to have a taina that your father is being misable. How do you act like that? But etzem hanhaga of Yosef, what's called the silsa b'sayra and mashas beinav, didn't seem quite in Chazal to pass to pass criticism on it. It seems it's an hanhaga that has shaychus to Yosef, and yet we were hard pressed to find a reason why Yosef HaTzadik would do this, why this would be called something shayach to him. So let's talk a little bit about the Yosef's Mida and the Mida that made him into tzaddik. What we find about Yosef, the word Yofi describes him. It describes his mother Rachel, and it describes him. It's possibly the only man ever described like that. What is that Mida? Is that a Mida of some sort? The Mida of the same Yofi, the word Tiferes, is a word very synonymous to Yofi, and that's used more classically as a Mida. It's described in one sense as being the balance of the other Midas, but that's not doing it justice. In other words, in as much as it's a balance between Chesed and Din, that's not Yofi. It's true that every Yofi has in itself a balance and a harmony of different parts to it. But that's not the heart of what Yofi is. So what exactly, when I say somebody is a very beautiful person, if I mean it not in a coarse way, I don't, so yes, that he's harmonious is part of it, but I mean something more than that. What is that exactly? So let's understand a little bit what is the Bria of Yofi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. It says it about Yaakov. Shufra de Yaakov is like Shufra of Adam, and Shufra of Adam is Kidmus, the Adam on the Kisei. So what exactly is the Dmus of Yofi? What exactly is the Bria of Yofi? It says when the Rebbeinu Shalom took Adam Arishin into Gan Eden, it says, or he took him for, he showed him around Gan Eden. It's a medrash in Koheles. It says, he said, Ruas Maisa Lekim, look at the Maisa Lekim, Tendaitcha Kamenoy Maisa, take a look at how beautiful the garden is, Kamen Tukonim, Tendaitcha Shloite Kalkalas Elami, make sure that you don't ruin and don't destroy my world. So, the Kamen Noah Maisov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mid of Yofi, is 10 Deitrich Leute Kalkel. So, let's understand what that Mid is. We have things that are physically pleasant to us. Those in Yanim are included under the category of tam. So the mashal, if a person finds a loaf of bread, and he's hungry, so that's very appetizing. He doesn't want anything to happen to it, he puts it in a bag because he's not going to have what to eat. The same thing if a person has a garment that's very warm, and then he makes sure it doesn't get ripped, because he doesn't want to lose out the physical benefit that he gets out of it. So we have one darga of tikkun and kilkul, where a person physically enjoys something, likes something, and then he is wary of spoiling it. Let's say a person has a beautiful picture on the wall. There's no real tangible hana from it. And if, let's say, something gets ruined, person has tremendous tsar over it. Because yofi is to a person it's a certain entity that transcends the physical. It has a metzias that the person appreciates as good. Machmas, it's tzura, and he's wary of being mekalkalit. That's one part of yofi. Another part of yofi is that a person is nimshach to something that has yofi to it, with the expectations that there's more to come. So if a person speaks beautifully, so the person is very nimshach because he feels that it's a window into a lot of wisdom. It's a window into feelings. It's a window into something. The lesson of the Tikkun Ezer is that Tiferes is a chaloin to Bina. It's the window of Bina. In other words, it's for me, the Yofi is an entrance, a gateway to something beyond. That's Yofi. So the midah of Yofi is the chaloin, the gateway to something else. That's what the midah of Yofi is. It's a midah that mitzar atzmoi doesn't have substance, but it serves as a chetimtz of something else. If somebody hears beautiful music, so the music of shel atzmoi is music, it sounds, but it's a gateway into a world of feelings, emotions, and whatever else a person gets out of music, it's the window into it. So the midah of Yofi, the midah of Tiferes, is the ability to connect and be mechaber somebody to a world that is beyond him, outside him. That's what Yofi is. So l'mashal, if I have a plain grab box, I don't have much cheshik to open it up. The box itself is made out of cardboard. Cardboard is not edible. There's nothing to it. So why would I think that there's anything edible inside? I don't open it up. Put a beautiful advertisement on it. Put a wrapper on it that's very, very nice. I now am going to open it because the wrapper and the box and everything is leading me and telling me there's something very good in here. So on the physical level, Yofi is something that is a chibur to something that I can attain and get. So the teva olam is that fruits and things like that, when they're ripe and edible, that's when Yofi comes, descends on it. They look best when they're best to eat, bedarach kol. A person at the time, at the tkufa in his life, when he's supposed to get married, is the tkufa when Yofi is shoylet most on him. It's something which is, he looks his best and he's nimshach to Yofi. The world of Yofi applies to that tkufa in life, when he has to reach out of himself and reach into another person and be mischabat to another person. That is the p'china of Yofi in the world. So Yofi is the mida that's mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mida to the world. If I what's my interest in a ruchnistika world? What's my interest? I'm applauding a human being. I'm interested in achila and in shtia and in clothing and shelter, and that's it. I look through a window into a Beis Medrash, and I see something incredible over there, then I'm mischabed to it, and I'm nimshach to it. So the meshicha from where I am to a different mitzias, that takes place through Yofi. So the koyach, the midah of Yofi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it created a bridge between our world to that world. If the midah tferes is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to us a glimpse into another world that allows us to dehear something beyond us, and b'meila will be neschabe to it. So that's the midah of Yofi be'etzim. It can take place in different ways. It can take place in something physical, and it's a way to get a person to be toyim a fruit. It's a way for a person to get married. It can be something that is a window into a much higher world. Now, because the midah of Yofi, of Teferis, is a midah that exists where it doesn't exist. In other words, let's understand what I mean. The thing itself that I'm eating and tastes good doesn't need Yofi. It tastes good. I'm being nana from it. The apartment that I'm living in, and it's dry and warm and not cold, doesn't need to be sold to me. That's where I am. That's what I'm being nana from. But if I'm not there, so the picture that advertises it, the wrapping that presents it, that mead itself, be'etzem, it's not about itself. It's about something else. It's always about something else rather than itself. That's the mitzias of Tiferes. It's an unusual midah. It's a midah whose mitzias is the presentation of the other. So that means it in itself is not of substance. B'meila, the kilkel of that midah is when it's not mischabe to emes. Sheka chein vehevla yoifi means that it's be'etzem sheka and it's be'etzem hevel mitzaratzmoy. Mitzaratzmoy, it's a wrapper. Mitzaratzmoy, it's a color. Mitzaratzmoy, it's the color of eyes. It's nothing more than that. When it's mischabe with emes, it's the bridge that allows emes to be touched and felt even when you're not holding there. So a person who first time sees a ruchnis tekasin, he walks into, first time in his life, he opens up, he looks into a beis medrash. He doesn't understand what they're learning, doesn't understand why they're learning, not shayach to it, couldn't sit down and learn. But he gets a cheshik and a tshuka, and he's nimshach to it because of it. So the window that allows it to come out and touch somebody else, that's called yoifi. That's why there's such a chomedik klola and tamir chomem of masniyai. A talmud chacham is that vehicle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that midah. That midah sits on top of all the other midas. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are three midas. And all three midas are substance. Yaakov Avinu is the midah of emes, which is substance incarnate. It means things that are be'emes. Yosef is the teferes on all of it. And unless he's mechuba to Yaakov's emes, then the choice is very stark. Either he becomes hevel, nothingness, a mishamish b'sayrov, mimashmish b'einov, misalza b'sayrov, mimashmish b'einov, nothing, just show, nothing more. Or if he's mechuba with Yaakov, then that becomes the chetimtza for Mashekana, you know, the chachma that he's kind of from Yaakov. That goes to him. That is where Yosef stands. The Mela, Yosef's nisoyan is with something that is yoifi. It says that she was mispoiled in front of. The bgodim that she wore on the day, she didn't wear at night, she wore at day. The method with which she tried to pull him away was with yoifi. What's Yosef's midah? How do you counter it? To toss mud on her yoifi and to say it's nothing, that's not Yosef's midah. Yosef's midah is that there's something else by far more beautiful. There's something else that is of a whole different cut, whose yoifi is outshines it. It's like it says shraga b'tira mahani. When a person has a candle and there's a sun outside, what's the candle? Let's give a mashal. Imagine you have a bar mitzvah boy. He's dressed up in his best suit for his bar mitzvah, and his little 5-year-old says, come play outside with me, you know, we have to do something in the mud outside. We have to run around somewhere where it's muddy. So it's not the pshat that he doesn't have cheshek for it. It's not the pshat that he's scared of being yelled at for getting his mitzvah shoot. He now has a different ha'ara of what's nice. I'll be sitting at the head table in my beautiful suit and so on, and now to sit with a suit that's soiled, that's it's degrading. It's not a rejection of whether or not it's pleasant to play in the mud. It's a whole new tfis and a whole new world of the yoifi and the beauty of a different world. Yosef's mida, using Yosef's mida to sort of combat the Yetzirah is by presenting the yoifi of Kedusha, the teferis of Kedusha, and saying, take a look. We used to being Karbonis. We used to being to Tonkakadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's going to ruin it. Or I stand on the Urim V'Tumim, which is the Teferis on the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the Chavir L'Sefaris, and the Teferis is that the Chelik of the Kohen that exudes outside, and this is the Teferis. So B'meila, the reason it wasn't the covered amaduma that we think that, you know, I'm not going to be up there with the big guys. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if a person says to himself, I could be kulei kodesh. I could be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, but I could be speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my world. I can fight the Itzahara by trying to minimize its allure. I can fight the Itzahara by trying to bring in an outside threat of punishment. And I can fight the Itzahara by seeing a world that's far more beautiful. And that's my world. That's the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's, I think that Hadgasha, when the Tosis asks, how do you know it came through a chaloin? A chaloin is the vehicle of yoifi. A chaloin is there to see and to get an entrance into a different place. Chaloin is behead you where I'm not, but I can see outside. A show window is there to be alluring. That's the nature of a window. So the hadgosh of the Gemara is dafke his diukne of avos near ba chaloin. And there's another derisha. It says diukne shalavim the tsura. Yaakov Avinu's tsura is chokuk tachs kisar kovet. Yaakov Avinu's shufra is of the shufra of Adam Arishon of that tsura, and b'meila that turns him on. I was once thinking. It says in Pirkei Avos that the stakel b'shal shedvarta b'deichet ma'ayim basa atoheilech l'femi atosid lidin b'cheshem. So l'chura, I mean, they don't seem to be chada machta. Me'ayim basa l'antoheilech is sort of, you know, what's the point of it, and so on. No matter how much I know you'll have, you'll die in the end, and so on. L'fin atazim cheshem is the terrible tsar nagmas nefesh. So say that. That tsura is much, much better. If you know, I think there's a different split in the Mishnah. There's, first of all, we spoke about the Maral a few weeks, where he speaks about the reason for chet, besides a physical taiva, is a desire to want to be, to feel that you've accomplished, realize yourself. When a person says, you know, I have this and this and this, I have this. If I live in a fancy house, I live in a fancy house. If I tell people I live in a fancy house, it's more about what I have. If I tell people if I'm on vacation in a place that's such and such a place, so I feel good. A week later when I'm back, it's telling somebody or thinking about it is simply, it's the pair of it. It's being able to say, look what I am. Me'ayim bo'asa l'ana to'hoylech is mimayit that. Tachlis, a person has nothing. A person ends up in a keva, and it's nothing. So there's a mir of that. There's also a counter sense. Lifnei miyata zidim v'chesh means, if I'm standing in front of Ribbono Shalom and giving a cheshbon of what I did, that's really where, that's me. In as much as I can be made to Ribbono Shalom on the toiv, that's the pair of the person. That's where I can be mispoyer. So if you want to think, realizing yourself, greatness in yourself, is a positive midah. The question is, what is it? Let's take a look. Those things that at first glance seem to be mala yochashivas is nothing, because at the end of the day, all of it's gone. But there is something where you stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and you say, I did this and this, good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes, that's me. The lifnei me is who the person is. So let's sum up. Yosef HaTzadik's midah is a final midah of the Tkufa the Avos. There's the midah. Each of the Avos has one core midah of the Ribbono Shelam. The Avram's midah of Chesed, Yitzhak's midah of Pachad, Din, Gvura, what are all the shyness? Yaakov Avinu's midah includes half of a midah. It's a midah of Emes, which is the correct usage of the different midahs of Avram and Yitzhak. You know, like we've said from the Rambam, that's the derech of Yaakov is the derech of derech Hashem is this derech that proportions everything carefully. That creates a tzura. In other words, the Maral says in many places that a tzura klolis must have the exact proportions. When a person has raw materials, so I have a lot of gold, I have a lot of silver, I have a lot of copper, I have a lot of silk, and so on. That's very nice. Those are very, very important raw materials. The final garment that I make, it's not how much gold, how much silver, and how much silk. It's the proportion of them. If gold is more valuable than silver, putting more gold into a garment when it doesn't have a place over there is not going to be nice. So, stelling of something into a tzura, that's Yaakov. Projecting that tzura so that it's alluring to the person outside, so that it's a bridge that even somebody outside can look and say, wow, by Yosef HaTzadik, it says, you know, Bnoi Sodo Alei Shur, they would stand and gaze at Yosef. And what they saw in Yosef was something more than any of the garbage that they were used to in Mitzrayim. They saw a window into Yaakov. Yosef HaTzadik is the one whose midah projects that. And b'meila, the translation of that into our language is Yoifi. And Yoifi has in itself two possibilities. Either it's mischaber to emes, and then Yoifi becomes the vehicle for bringing Emes into the world, or for bringing the world to Emes, and that's Kitikunoi. When Yoifi describes what's beautiful as beautiful, what's good as beautiful, and what's bad as noxious, as ugly, then we have Yoifi Ein Lachom Midah G'dayla Mizu. If it flips around, if Yoifi becomes an end to itself, then Yoifi is misnatic, then it becomes kulei sheker. No midah is more sheker. If a person oversteps chesed, does more chesed, less chesed, so it's a chesaron. But I can still take it apart. I can still say the core of his midah is a nice person. Sometimes he does no boundaries and he oversteps. So it's a midah toiva with some sort of chesaron. Yoifi, That is minutik from emes is kule sheker, and that's why sheker chayin vevla yoifi. Yoifi in itself is completely sheker. When it's mechuber, it's completely emes. The tselem alakim, the ziv, the duknoi, the hoid on Moshe Rabbeinu's face was a real bridge to something that we don't understand. Looking at Moshe Rabbeinu and seeing that I can't look at him because of Karna Panav, that's the emes of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's something that draws me to be like him. That's where Yosef's Mida is. It's something to be misbeinim in terms of struggling with different inyanim. We tend to put the emphasis on struggling with Yetzirah, about how terrible Yetzirah is, how the ramifications of it, the lasid lavoi. Certainly all those inyanim are true, and certainly a person needs that type of musar and so on. But in the big picture, that's not where we ought to be. A person ought to be in a place where he's in a different world. Like we said before, the reason why we stop wanting to play in the mud is not because we've come to realize that mud is not good for us, or we don't like to play in the mud anymore. It's because we become to see a big, beautiful world that requires other things. We've become, our world has become a different world, and b'meila, these things are not shaykh to it. These things stop that world from coming. A person who works in a positive way on his olam ruchnius, kavod is a tremendous thing. Kavod is not that somebody else says you're great, you're wonderful, or if he proclaims it out loud. Kavod is my own sense of nobility, of being noble, of being chashev, of being aristocratic. When other people talk about it, it's the sheker chaim al yefi. When I feel and sense the beauty and the aristocracy of being a ben Torah, of being ish alakim and those things, that's when the Yetzirah fades. Looking from where I am, I mean, you got to be kidding. I'm in a different world. My world of musagim are very different. That's the meat of Yosef. The Rambam says, when he speaks about Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, so Chil Hashem, he says, is when a Talmud Chacham does things that are technically muta, but people think ill of it. And the kasha is, so what? I mean, you know, so what? The answer is, your midah of teferes means that you serve as a showcase for the world that is beyond most people. And if a person doesn't do it right, if a person is dirty, so if I take a very expensive item, a good item, and I wrap it in dirty paper or something, I'm doing a terrible disservice to other people that other people won't buy it, even though this is something that is truly good. Not wrapping something properly when it's good for people is as big avla than overdoing the advertisers and that's not good. And then the Rambam says, but a person who stopped from doing an Avera, it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't talk about doing a mitzvah. A person who has stopped himself doing an Avera, not because of COVID, not because of Oynet, not because you're nothing any else in the world, except just for it, like Yosef Atzadik says so, says that's what he compares to, he's Mekadesh Em Shemayim. In other words, Yosef Atzadik is the Tzura. When somebody says, there must be a world where Arayis at its best is pales and has no makom compared to the incredible beauty and depth of that world. Why did Yosef HaTzadik not do it? He got into trouble for not doing it. There was no consequence for him to do it. It was everything, every pressure in the world was brought to him to do it. And he didn't do it. That means that there's a world of musagim that goes beyond it. That's called Kiddush Hashem. When I become a window to project outside the beauty that overshadows, it must be there's a world where this entire Yitzhahara, packaged as alluringly as could be, it just has no makom over there. That's what Yitzhak Tzaddik did. The midah that falls into place, the final midah, the avos, is the midah of being able to present kedusha and toiv and everything through yofi. It means this is the world that the person lives in. It's a way for us to mizbeinin and to spend a part of our thinking process about the world of ruchnius through the eyes of yofi. What it means to be a karban oila, what it means to speak to Rabbi Shalom, what it means to be engraved on a diamond on the Urim V'Tumim, and what it means that's in fighting with Ra, and the obligation on the person that his smile and his demeanor and everything about him becomes the window for other people in Rabbi Shalom's world. You don't have to mekarev people. You have to open the window. And if you keep it shut, or if worse, you encrust it with dirt, then you're driving people away. If a person is a window whose personal yoifi and chayin projects out his teichin, that's the Rambam's quintessential example of something that is Kiddush Hashem. Shabbos.